a meaningful silence.
Okay, so we're continuing this Tosfos. And we're in a time. Psachim Kavavim Vez. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can't make Kiddush on Pas. Okay, there's no such thing as Kiddush on Pas, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Kiddush is only on wine. Alright, the Gemara says that Rav, when he was in the mood, when Zimnin the Chaviva le Rifta, when he was in the mood for pot bread, Mekadesh Arifta. What does that mean? Doesn't that mean he made Kiddush on bread? And when Zimnin the Chaviva le Chamra, when he's in the, when he loved wine, Mekadesh Chamra, he made Kiddush on wine. So doesn't it sound openly that Rav used to sometimes make Kiddush on wine, sometimes make Kiddush on bread? So how could Rabbeinu Tam say that there's no such thing as Kiddush on bread? The only thing you do Kiddush on is wine. It's openly against the Gemara. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam relearns the Gemara. So let's. So how does he learn the Gemara? So he learns like this. So the Gemara says, "Hanotel yadav lo yikadosh. If you wash, you can't make Kiddush. If you wash, you're going to make Kiddush. But oops, you wash. You wash, you're not allowed to make Kiddush. Why are you not allowed to make Kiddush? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because Rav holds, this is Rav who says this, this is Hanotel yadav lo yikadosh, is the statement of Rav. Rav holds that Yesh Kiddush Shalob Makam Suda. You could have Kiddush. The halacha is you don't have to have, according to Rav, there's no halacha that you have to have Kiddush in the same location as a Suda. Okay, we hold Kiddush says you need Kiddush Makam Suda. But Rav held no. You can make Kiddush in one place. Don't need a thing. Just have Kiddush. And then go somewhere else and have your Suda. Right? So Rav held that. So since Rav held Kiddush could be not Makam Suda, so if you wash, once you wash, you're supposed to eat right away, right? Because washing Hamotzi, that should be even Surah. But what are you going to do? You're going to make Kiddush, then we're worried that you're going to go take a walk. Because you see, that's what you could do sometimes. Sometimes you make Kiddush and you go take a walk afterwards, right? Because it's the location, doesn't matter. So therefore, you hold, you can't be Mekadesh because it's like a Chashash. That's the way the Gemara interpreted Rav's Halacha. That once you wash, you can't make Kiddush, because Kiddush often involves a person leaving, changing location. So therefore he says you can't make Kiddush. Rather, you just have to, I guess, hear someone else's Kiddush and then wash. But to make Kiddush, we're worried, Rechoshesh, that you're going to walk away. Okay, that's the way the Gemara, the first step in the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which we have to understand, that sounds a little bit far-fetched, that when you make Kiddush and start taking a walk, it's right. But we have to understand that. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marso says, hold on a second. Many times I was by Rav's house, and sometimes he would make Kiddush on Pas. Sometimes he'd make Kiddush on wine. When he wanted to make Kiddush on Pas, and Kiddush on wine. So what does that mean? So Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll tell you what it means. It doesn't mean he made Kiddush on bread. It means he made Kiddush on wine and then ate bread immediately. So how would he do that? He would wash his hands, quickly wash, because you eat bread. And that's what it means. Sometimes you'd make Kiddush on bread. Doesn't mean he'd make Kiddush on bread. He'd make Kiddush on the wine, but it was with, right before the bread. Exactly what Rav was, he was saying he can't do. And sometimes he'd make Kiddush on wine. What does it mean to make Kiddush on wine? It means only wine. He always made Kiddush on wine, but it means there was no bread to be found. He'd just make Kiddush on wine, period. Nothing to do with bread. So that's how he interprets. What does it mean that sometimes Mekadesh on Pas means he's Mekadesh on wine right before the Pas, when it's like B'makom Suda, you know, like right together, back to back, you know. But sometimes he wouldn't. So you see, how could, so it's a contradiction, because the Gemara is saying, Hanotel yadav lo yikadesh, if you wash, you can't make Kiddush, because you're already going to go take a hike. But you see, Rav used to do it all the time. So it's a the Gemara rejects it. Right? Okay. So that's what he says. Right, but this is all assuming within Rav of Kiddush doesn't have to be Makam Suda. But if you hold Kiddush has to be Makam Suda, then there's nothing to worry about altogether, because so it is the problem. You can only make Kiddush, but Kiddush is the beginning of the meal. You're not going anywhere. There's no shash altogether. Okay. So the question, that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam learns Gemara. So the questions are, first of all, what's the first step is hard. It sounds like a far-fetched chashash that we're worried he's going to start going to take a walk. And then the way he leads the Gemara sounds a little bit forced. How's he learning? Sometimes he made Kiddush on bread. Means that? Just sounds like a little bit difficult. And also, what was the Havin? What was the Maskana? I mean, the Havin says that Rav says you can't do it, you can't make Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush pass, you can't wash and then make Kiddush because you're worried you can take a walk. And says, no, Rav did it all the time, and apparently he wasn't worried. So, like, what shifted? What was the Svara, the shift in Svara between originally, which he held that no, we're worried that he didn't take a walk, to saying, no, Rav did it all the time. Must have been there's, like, a different Svara there. So we want to know what's the shift in the Gemara point to right now. Okay, but I think we should start with the first step. Okay, I mean, there's a lot of questions here, but I think we should start with the first step. How does Rav Ben Tam learn the Gemara? The Gemara says that you can't, if you make Kiddush, if you wash, you're not allowed to stop and make Kiddush. Why? Because we're worried you're going to go walk around. You're going to leave. Right? The way he says it, we're worried maybe you're going to separate and go outside. So what's the sense of that? Can we defend that? It says if you wash, you're not allowed to make kiddush because maybe you're going to go take a walk. What's the... If you remember, by the way, it says also during the... Remember, there's this thing that you can't... Once you wash, you can't pour the wine. Right? Can't do mezigas hakos. Because why? Well, mezigas hakos is hafzik. So the Rabbeinu Tam explained that that's on chol. And during the week, in chol, a person... This is the way we interpret Rabbeinu Tam. But the person has like a resistance to being koveya. Right? You're busy, you want to do this, you do that, you do that, you do all kinds of things. So he says, right after you wash, you have to sit down and eat. So once you start doing mezigas hakos, you're just going to get tarecha, you're going to start doing other stuff. But he said on Shabbos, in theory, you wouldn't have that chashash because the table's set, you're ready to eat. So you don't have to say, I'm going to start walking around. I'm not going to start going anywhere. I mean, I'm ready for Kiddush and I don't have other stuff to do. That's what he said over there. The mezigas hakos is a problem with chol. But on Shabbos, you don't have to worry that someone's going to leave. Right? But here, it sounds like on Shabbos, he's saying, as you are chashash, that he's going to make Kiddush and he's going to go walk around. Right? Okay, fine. So, I mean, Sammy's saying fine. I mean, so we'll go with it. Is that he's saying it's like this, that if Kiddush Makam Suda, so Kiddush is really like part of your meal. It's the first step of your meal. But Rav holds Kiddush has nothing to do with Suda. Right? Is Kiddush Lo Makam Suda? Right? So if that's the case, Kiddush is just an activity we do when Shabbos comes in. Not do with your meal. So it's like davening, whatever. It's nothing to do with your meal. It's just a separate thing. So if that's the case... So now, here it is, you wash. After you wash, you're supposed to eat your meal. Now, you don't want a guy, just like during the week, you don't want a guy to start filling up his cup of wine, because then maybe he's not going to sit down. He's going to get involved in something else. So now, if he's going to say Kiddush also, he'd start doing other stuff. Maybe he's going to start davening Ma'ariv. Maybe he's going to go, who knows what he's going to do. Right? In other words, if you say Kiddush is part of the meal, then you'll say, yeah, he's about to eat, so he's eating. But here the guy's not about to eat. In fact, the only reason why he washed is because it was an accident. Right? And he was really going to make, he just wanted to make Kiddush. And Kiddush has nothing to do with the meal, right? According to Rav, he could do Kiddush a long time before. So now he accidentally washed. Now that he accidentally washed, he has to eat right away. So now if you can let him make Kiddush, it's like you're going to allow him to stop his meal, which is kind of in his way to do, and to start making Kiddush. But Kiddush is, since Rav holds Kiddush is not Makam Suda, so therefore, we're worried he's going to start changing places, doing other stuff. Why would he, in general, a person doesn't just sit down. Why would he sit down? He's just making Kiddush, so make Kiddush and then take a walk, according to Rav. Right? Because again, Rav looks at the Kiddush as not really part of Suda. Right? So it would be like davening. Right? Or it would be like some other random activity that he would do. Right? It would be like, do you want to start learning in between Kiddush, between washing and Hamotzi? No, don't do that. You're going to start learning. I don't know what the next thing you're going to do is Medrash. You're going to start going, asking Shilas, you know, whatever. It's not the time to do it. Right? So Mezigas also, that's why he says he can't do it. Because during the week, that's what he says. During the week, you have that problem. So the guy's in the Mezigas HaKos, next thing to do, he's going to be doing other stuff. He's just said on Shabbos, it's since the table is set, in theory we're not choshish about that kind of thing. But that's fine if you hold the Kiddush Makam Suda. But if you hold the Kiddush Lo Makam Suda, then, so it's very nice to get the table set, but that's if you're ready to sit by the table. But here you're just making Kiddush. It's not like part of the meal, because he holds the Kiddush Lo Makam Suda. I mean, so maybe the table may happen to be set, but it's not like he's, the idea of the table set means, look, that's what you're doing. You're eating your meal. So you're washing, so now what are you going to do? You say Kiddush, big deal. So you're about to, you're already being covered your meal. But here that's not the case. Here it's like accidental. You didn't even mean to wash. Now you wash. Now you can start drinking wine, and then you can start getting distracted doing other stuff. So that makes sense.
That's only by Kiddush Mokum Sugish, that sheet
time? If, well, there, yeah, that's, I guess, what he was assuming until that point, you know. Well, we'll see. I mean, not really, because the Gemara is going to reject this, Rav. But at this point in the Gemara, that would be the case.
Right.
So then the Gemara says no. So the Rebbeinu Tam says no. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But Rav himself would do this. What would he do? He'd make Kiddush. He'd wash his hands. Quickly make Kiddush. Quickly eat bread. So apparently it's okay. Zimnin de chaviv alei rifta, when he was in the mood for bread, that's what he'd do. He'd make Kiddush and then have bread right away. Zimnin de chaviv alei chamra, when he wanted wine, he'd just make wine. Kiddush and wine and have bread on a wine some other time. So you see, apparently Rav held it's okay. Apparently he wasn't choshish that he's going to go start taking a walk.
Oh, he'd wash first?
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, he'd wash first. So since he would do that, so apparently it's not a problem. So the question is, okay, so what's the idea? I mean, you just told me the Havmin was saying is, no, Rav held it's a problem, right? Now it's saying is, no, it's not a problem. So what's the conceptual question about whether it would or wouldn't be a problem? Like, it sounds like a reasonable chashash, but now he's saying, no, it's not a reasonable chashash. So what's changed? Apparently, the Gemara is putting forth a different svara to say that we wouldn't be worried about that. You know, so what's the conceptual question about whether Rav is or is not worried about taking this walk? You know?
So he would use...
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's what he says. Rifta, he says, Kaloma, Mekadesh Rifta, Kaloma, Mekadesh Achamra. He'd make kiddush on wine. Al das lechol miyad rifta, to eat in the das, to eat bread right away. By notel miyad yadav kodem kiddush. He'd wash his hands immediately before kiddush. Right. Well, domilim zivus kos kiddush first. It's not similar to the kos because whatever that's chol, or, you know. So you see, he's saying, is it Rav would do this? Vazimlin tchul lechamra, hamikadosh lechamra shlob makom rifta. Dinah Suda, that's unless you have a chamra without the one, right? Because he holds the Yeshkesh Lovang Suda. Right? So what changed? I mean, is it a reasonable thing to worry about? Is it not a reasonable thing to worry about? Okay, so maybe just the first step of what he's saying is like this. Let me ask you a question. Shmuel holds Kiddush is Makom Suda. Only Makom Suda, right? Rav holds, no, Yesh Kiddush Lovang Makom Suda. So I have a question. What does Rav hold? Does Rav hold there's no such thing as Kiddush but Makom Suda? Kiddush and Suda have nothing to do with one another. There's Kiddush. There's Suda. They have nothing to do with each other. It's like Ma'ariv and Suda. It's not Ma'ariv Makom Suda. There's no such thing. Or do you say no? Rav recognizes the phenomenon of Kiddush and Makom Suda. There is such a thing as Kiddush and Makom Suda. But there's Yesh Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda. You're not chayiv to do Kiddush Makom Suda. But there is a phenomenon of Kiddush Makom Suda. And sometimes, when Rav was in the mood for the beginning of Shabbos, when he was in the mood for bread, he'd be Mekadesh on bread. What does that mean? He'd make Kiddush Makom Suda. He'd make Kiddush with the bread. When he was not in the mood for bread, all he was in the mood was for wine. So he'd just make Kiddush on Uchamra. It means he'd make Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda. No, that's also what means Mekadesh Arifta means not that he made Kiddush on bread, because Rebbeinu Tam says he can't make Kiddush on bread. He made Kiddush on wine, but he made Kiddush on bread means B'makom Suda, with the bread. But sometimes he made Kiddush not B'makom Suda, without bread. But he holds there is such a thing as Kiddush B'makom Suda, and since there is such a thing as that, so now you don't say that, Rav, you're worried if he says Kiddush he's going to start taking a hike. Because that's what Rav was doing. Rav was doing those times Kiddush B'makom Suda. So now if you held like the Havmin was Rav holds there's no tie whatsoever between Kiddush and Suda. So now it's saying Kiddush, is he worried the guy's going to take a walk because he's supposed to be doing a Suda and now he's doing something totally strange in the Suda. But if you say that Rav held there is such a thing as Kiddush B'makom Suda, then that's what I'm telling you, Rav himself used to do this. So I'll tell you what, Rav held there is such a thing as Kiddush B'makom Suda, he just holds he's not chayiv to. Sometimes he would, sometimes he wouldn't. But when he was doing it, you're not worried about a hefsek that he's going to go take a walk because he's doing Kiddush, because then he was involved in doing Kiddush together with the Suda. But sometimes he wouldn't. Right? it's a first step because it's not very satisfying. We have to explain what does that mean. Manashach, either there's such a thing as Kiddush Malchus Kesudah, then you're chayav to do it, or there's no such thing. Like, what's... You have to look into Kiddush Malchus Kesudah a little bit, but how does there... That's like, generally, how those kind of things halacha. It's like, if there's no chi of Kiddush Malchus Kesudah, then what, there's such a thing as that? Like, what does that mean, there's such a thing as that? Like, what is it? It's not... Kiddush is Kiddush, is Kiddush part of Kesudah, then you should be chayav to do it. Or you say, no, Kiddush is Sefer Chovah, then what does that mean, he would sometimes do it, and that's somehow recognized, in what sense? What does that mean exactly? Right, so I'm just kind of giving an outline of where this sugya is pointing to, of how it would explain what's shifting between the Havi and the Maskana, but we have to be ma'ayin into it a little bit more in order to understand it. But what I'm saying is, like, if you just follow the steps, what happened is originally he says, Kiddush, you're going to start taking a walk, that's not do a suda. Then it says, no, Rav used to do it. Immediately, he wove it into the meal. So that's what I'm saying, is what's him doing it immediately? He washed, Kiddush, meal. He's doing Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. He's doing it all right there. So when he did it, then he did it. Then you don't have to worry, he's going to take a walk. And that's what he's saying, is then if you washed, also, if you wash, so then what you're saying, you can't make Kiddush. Why can't I just then get on the Kiddush Malchus Kesudah track? Because that's the point. As the Gemara is saying, is if I wash, I can't make Kiddush. Why can't I make Kiddush? You're worried I'm going to take a walk? No, I'll just make Kiddush and eat. I understand I washed, I have to do Suda, but why can't I do Kiddush and Suda, Kiddush and Suda type of thing? Rav just says, it's interesting, the Lashon, at least the way the Tosfos quotes him, is Rav Omer, Yesh Kiddush Shelo B'Makom Suda. He's not saying, he doesn't say Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda. He doesn't say there's no such thing as that. He just says, Yesh Kiddush Shelo B'Makom Suda. There is such a thing as Kiddush Shelo B'Makom Suda. There's also such a thing as Kiddush B'Makom Suda. There's both. You have an option of doing it. That's what I'm saying. Rav had an option. Rav held as an option. Sometimes he did Kiddush with a Suda. Sometimes he didn't. So when he did it, though, he was doing Kiddush with a Suda. It's not an extreme. You don't say, oh, now you're going to start making Kiddush. Maybe you're going to start taking a walk. No, he was doing Kiddush with a Suda. It's true. Sometimes he held, you just do Kiddush Tam. Nothing to do with Suda. But insofar, there is such a kiyam of Kiddush with a Suda. There is a halachic institution of Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. The Rav just told you not chayev to do it. But if you are doing it, then you don't say you're worried a guy's going to take a walk because you're involved in Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. You know what I mean? But what we have to look into is what's the sense of this middle ground of saying there is such a thing, but you're not chayev to do it. Right? What is it then? You know what I mean? That's what we have to pursue a little bit. So in order to do that, we have to look into Kiddush Malchus Kesudah a little bit. Right, I mean, we can figure out more depth about whether Rav holds there is such a thing. We don't even understand what is the whole idea of Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. So that we have to look at the Gemara. Right, so I'm saying is that in order to do this, we have to look at what Kiddush Malchus Kesudah a little bit to figure out what's the idea of Kiddush Malchus Kesudah and what's the sense of Rav allowing it to be sort of, you know, this middle ground that it's recognized, but it's not a chova. Right. Strange idea, right? So I'm just... You see how it answers. It's interesting methodology here is that if you're following the steps, this type of a thing will explain what's going on here, what's shifting between the Havi and the Maskana. You can see the Havi, you know, Rav holds his Nukhish Mamsudah, so then you're worried about it, you're worried he's going to take a walk. Maskana's saying, no, Rav sometimes will do it. So it sounds like it's presenting Rav as holding that there's a choice. That sounds what's going on. But now the next step is, if that's where the Tosus is pointing us, so now we have to make sense of it, because it doesn't sound too sensible. What kind of, either it is or it isn't. So to do that, you have to look into Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. What is the concept of Kiddush Malchus Kesudah, of Shmuel at least? And then we could see where's Rav arguing. So that's sugyos on Kuf Aleph from Aleph. Okay? Kuf Aleph from Aleph. And it's talking about Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. And there's a Rashbam that explains the idea of Kiddush Malchus Kesudah. Okay? So the Rashbam says like this. It says, "Gonna freshin on time of the kaimei in kiddush el makom suda d'chsev the karasa l'shabbes oneg. You should call Shabbos oneg. Okay, oneg pleasure. The makom she'ata korei l'shabbes in the place that you call Shabbos. What does that mean? Kilomar kriya the kiddush, namely kiddush. Shum tehe oneg. That's where the oneg should be. Okay, umedrasha." Okay. Right. The inami svaruhu mid the ikva kiddush aliyayin, mistama aliyayin shabasasudahuk for the chashav. He says, or it's a svaru that since they're setting up kiddush aliyayin, mislava it should be on the chashav yayin, namely the yayin of suda. Right? Okay. So, what is, so again, the idea it's saying is, Rashbam is saying, the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda is Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. That you should call Shabbos Oneg, that part of your Mekadesh the Yom, part of defining the Yom is the Yom of Oneg. So you're Mitzarev together, the Kiddush, which is expressing Kiddush Hayom, and the Oneg, which is part of the character of the Yom. Right, that's what he's holding, that the Kiddush has to be tied to the activity of the Oneg of the Yom, which is Suda. So therefore,
qualifies. It qualifies it, right?
Qualifies what?
The Suda is like Suda Shabbos. It's a Suda Shaloneg.
Well, it could be it's qualifying the Kiddush. It's not just the Suda, because the Kiddush itself has to be, it's tied into the Oneg. Right, like, you know, you'll say Kiddush if you don't do it. It's not just the Din and the Suda. I mean, it could be it's both. But it's both. But the point is it's here between those two ideas. The Kiddush has to be tied to Oneg. Okay, the Kiddush has to be tied to Oneg. Because it's expressed in the Yom. That's what the Yom is. It's the Yom of Oneg. Karasa, part of your Kriya of the Yom should be tied to the Oneg of the Yom. So that's what Shmuel holds. Now Rav holds, no. You don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. So now we are suggesting, and this is what we have to give a svara for, but based upon the previous Tosos, we are suggesting that Rav doesn't reject the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda. He just says you're not chayev to do it. You're not chayev to do it. You could just do Kiddush on Yayin. But there is a kiyam of it. And that's what it says. Sometimes Rav would do it. Sometimes he wouldn't do it. So the question is, what's that idea? What's the idea? I mean, either he holds you're chayev to do it, then understand, but if he holds you're not chayev to do it, then apparently it's not a component of Kiddush. So then, what, you're just making up a new thing of Kiddush among them? No, like, how does it lend itself to being like as a maybe? And what's the kind of Kiddush? Is this part of Kiddush? Is it not part of Kiddush? Does he hold by this idea of Kiddush al Shabbos al Neg, or does he not hold by it? If he holds by it, then that's part of the Kriya of Kiddush. If he doesn't, then it's not. And it's saying is, Rav would depend. When he was chaviv, when he was in the mood for bread, he'd make Kiddush on bread, means together with the bread. Right? And he'd do Kiddush on Suda. When he was in the mood for wine, he'd just do Kiddush on wine, without bread. So, it's kind of a funny type of a thing. I mean, whatever he was in the mood for. It's a funny halacha, it's a kiyum, but it depended on whatever he was in the mood for.
The only time he did it,
right. You're right, it's funny, it's true. And if I was saying, if he held it's a kiyum, so why wouldn't he do it sometimes? Well, because he was in the mood for wine? Okay,
yeah.
So but what kind of kiyum is that? What kind of, this is Rav. Why wouldn't he just always do it? And what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? Shmuel holds Kiddush Suda Zechova.
Correct.
Rav's holding it's like a Rishos almost, or it's a Kiyam, or like what's that machlokas? If you say, it makes the machlokas in a certain sense closer together. It's not like Rav holds, Shmuel holds, it's Kiddush Suda, Rav holds, nah, nothing to do with it. But at the same time, it's closer. They all hold there's such a thing, it's just Shmuel holds Yichayev to Shmuel, Rav says it's Rishos. But what's the svar for that machlokas? So let me give you a direction. Okay, maybe it's still to fill in the svara, but just as an approach, as a way to think about it, maybe it'll make the problem easier. Is the problem is a funny thing halachically to say that you have two choices. You could do this good thing, or you could not do it. And that's like funny. Are you supposed to? You're not supposed to. An option to yes or no is strange. But maybe we could say he could. There's two options. You could do Kiddush Makom Suda, or you could do something else which functions like Kiddush Makom Suda. Maybe it's not as good, or it's like, there's two ways of accomplishing a sort of the objective of Kiddush Makom Suda. Not that Rav's saying Kiddush Makom Suda is you could do it or not do it, and just choose, do you want to do this thing or not? But maybe he's saying is that there's the objective of Kiddush Makom Suda, Rav held, can be realized in an alternate way, without doing a Makom Suda, somehow. Maybe a lesser way, but then it wouldn't be saying, Rav's just saying is you could do it or not do it. what he'd be saying is that there's a better and a lesser way to do it. Then you could at least say is that he's agreeing with the concept of Kiddush Rabbanan. So what he's just saying is that you're not forced to doing it in the highest way. You could do it in a secondary way as well. Okay, I'm not explaining it, but I'm just saying that if that would make sense, it would kind of solve the problem as it being like, because the question is Marashach. If there's the kind of Kiddush Rabbanan, then you should be chayiv. If there's not, then there's no such thing. So what I'm saying is maybe Rav agrees there is such a thing as it. He just holds that there's a second, like an alternate method of accomplishing the objective of Kiddush Rabbanan.
Like a second level?
Yeah, right, like a second level. As opposed to saying yes, he allows for yes and no. Saying that there's a second level of whatever you're trying to accomplish is easier, because then you're saying he's definitely agreeing that there is such a thing. He's just saying is there's the takana. He's saying there's another method, right? So again, it's a step, because still, what's the sense of what? How's our second level? How does not doing kiddush makom suda? It sounds like I'm saying that doesn't really make any sense though. How does not doing it makom suda somehow accomplish the idea of kiddush makom suda? So, well, what is the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda? So the way Rashbam explained it is that it's the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. You're tying the Kiddush to Oneg, right? You're tying the Kiddush to Oneg. How? By doing the Kiddush Makom Suda, right? So if you don't do Kiddush Makom Suda, how could you say that you're tying the Kiddush to Oneg in a secondary fashion? Yeah, so maybe you could say like this. Is that Kiddush al HaYayin? Yayin is Oneg, isn't it? In fact, sometimes Rav loved Yayin. Sometimes he loved bread. Sometimes he loved Yayin. Right? Yayin is Oneg. Part of Oneg Shabbos is Yayin. The Rav says, Chizbos Shias Yayin, Oneg. I'm pretty sure the Rav has that last one. But Yayin is also a Dover of Oneg. Right? Suda is Oneg. Yayin is Oneg. So what are you saying is you have to have. The Kiddush has to be tied to Oneg. How? By Rav Shmuel says, I'll tell you how. Suda is Oneg Shabbos. And you have to be Metzarif the Kiddush to Suda Shabbos. Rav, sometimes he wanted to make Kiddush, and he wasn't that hungry yet. And he wasn't in the mood to have his Suda Shabbos. Now you're telling him how to do his Oneg? He wanted Oneg right now to do wine. And that's what he wanted. He didn't want to eat bread right now. So now he's held that you could accomplish the idea of Karasa Shabbos Oneg of tying the Kiddush to Oneg through the Shias Yayin, through the fact that the Kiddush does all the Yayin and he's doing the Shias Yayin. So when he was hungry, then he would do the Kiddush and the Oneg package, Kiddush Makom Suda together. He'd make one big package, Kiddush Suda. But when he wasn't hungry, and he was thirsty, or whatever you call it when you're thirsty for wine, right? And he was in the mood for wine, Chaviv Alei Yayin, Lila Chamra, so he would just do Kiddush and Chamra. And that would be the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg. He's not just doing Kiddush in Shul, he's doing Kiddush Aliyayin. And the Kiddush Aliyayin, Rav held, could function for the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg. So as I was saying, Rav held, he's not rejecting the halach of Kiddush Makom Suda, the Karas L'Shabbos Oneg. He's just saying that, don't tell me how to do my Karas L'Shabbos Oneg. Oneg is a subjective, personal experience, and there's two routes of doing it. When it's very good, that's why it's... It's not that he's deciding not to do it. We're saying Rav's a firm guy, why is he not doing it? No, he held that the Oneg goes by the person, and since Yayin is an objective root of Oneg, so he held you could have a Karas L'Shabbos Oneg through Yayin. So it went by whatever he was in the mood for. Right? Whereas Shmuel's holding that since objectively the real Oneg Shabbos, the full Oneg Shabbos is Suda Shabbos, like you see Shal Shuddha, Suda Shabbos is the primary root of Oneg. It's true, Yain is Oneg, but the primary Suda Shabbos is the primary Oneg is Suda. So he held the Takana of across the Shabbos Oneg was Tofes, the objectified greatest Oneg. It didn't lend itself, it wasn't set up as a subjective expression of Oneg. The Oneg, across the Shabbos Oneg, was objectified as a din that you have to be Mitzarif to the Suda Shabbos. The paradigmatic Oneg Shabbos is the Suda. Right? But Rav said no. That Oneg, by its nature, is a subjective thing. And that's very good why the Gemara is telling us. It sounds funny. It's telling you when Rav was loved this in his moods. It's like Gemara doesn't usually tell us about the culinary preferences of the Amoraim. But that's the point, is he held Oneg Shabbos goes by that. So when he was in the mood for wine, so what are you going to tell him? Make Kiddush, force yourself to eat? I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry right now. Why can't I do my Karas L'Shabbos Oneg through wine? I'm in the mood for wine right now. So that's what very good now. So back to the Gemara, it says, the Gemara says, Zimnin de chaviv le chamra, Zimnin de chaviv le rifta, Mekadesh rifta. Right? When he loved bread, he made Kiddush on bread. And the Gemara, the question was, how could Rabbeinu Tam say you can't make Kiddush on bread? The Gemara openly says he's Mekadesh rifta. Right? But the Gemara is not talking about what he said the Kiddush on. The Gemara was saying, how did he have the din oneg in the Kiddush? So it depends. In the Mekadesh Alei Rifta, the Chav Alei Rifta, when he loved bread, he's Mekadesh Arifta. He made his Kiddush and he incorporated the din oneg into the Kiddush on through the Rifta. Zin the Chav Alei Chamra, he'd Mekadesh Achamra. His din oneg in the Kiddush would be through the Chamra, through the wine. So it's not saying he'd make Kiddush on bread. It could mean two things. It could mean what you're holding when you make the Kiddush, what you're saying it on, or it could mean through what you're instilling the din oneg into the Kiddush. So that's what he said. When he was in the mood for bread, he'd use bread to do it. When he did it on the wine, he'd do the wine for it. But his Rabbi Tam saying, where do you get that you could all of a sudden, a new halacha, that you could say a bracha, al abbas? Whoever heard of that? But you don't find it by benching, you don't find it by Avdallah, you don't find it by Sheva Brachas, you never find it. Kosi shows us this. Then of Shira Ayayin, whoever heard of a Kiddush of a Bracha on bread. So he says, this Gemara, you're really mislearning this whole Gemara. The Gemara is discussing how Rav's Shita vis a vis Kiddush Shemakam Suda. The Havmin of the Gemara was that he held there's no such thing as Kiddush Shemakam Suda altogether, in which case making Kiddush would be a total break. Have to stick your word, the guy's going to start taking a walk. Maskana is no, Rav holds by Kiddush Shemakam Suda. Or he holds by the concept of Kiddush Kros HaShabbos Oneg, of tying the Kiddush to Oneg. He just says, Yesh Kiddush Shelo B'Makom Suda. There's a Kiddush which has Oneg, which is not B'Makom Suda, with three ayin. And since that's the case, you don't say if when he does have, when he quickly washed, had Kiddush, ate bread, he was involved in that package of Kiddush tied to the Suda Shabbos. Now, what are you going to say? He's going to make Kiddush? He's going to take a walk? He's not making Kiddush to take a walk. He's doing Kiddush to be tied in with the Suda Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, if you accidentally wash, so then what's the problem? You accidentally wash. Now, what's your problem? You make Kiddush, you worry, you take a walk? No, I accidentally wash, so you have to eat your Suda, so now I'm going to eat my Suda Shabbos. So make my Kiddush, just like Rav always used to do. So that's what Gemara, it ends off. That's fine. That's fine, that's what Rav did, and therefore we must be forgetting what Rav held, but this is what Rav used to do. I'm telling you, I was by his house all the time, and this is how he used to do it. Right? That's where in Talmud learns this Gemara. That's nice, right?
Yeah.
And the Lashon ends up being good. It's not a force. It's a force if you just read a plain pshat. But if you learn the whole way Rabbi Natan's learning the Gemara, it's exactly the way to describe it. Right?
Weird, but it's not a force.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like, this is what I was going to say. It's like, if you're writing to someone who doesn't know what you're talking about, then they're not going to know what you're talking about. Like, I'm sure, if any field of whatever, if you're reading the baseball things or something like that, I'm sure there are expressions which are used that someone who doesn't know about what baseball is will not know what you're talking about. But, like, there's such a thing as of speaking in a way, you don't have to speak in a way that someone who has no clue what you're talking about is going to know what you're talking about. That's not the way Gemara always has to write. Gemara's going to write. Conceptually, it's talking... The plainest meaning, assuming you're not in the world of Rabbeinu Tam, the plainest meaning will be, it means you're making Kiddush on bread. But that's not a kash on the Gemara. The one doesn't have to write, spell it out for you who don't know the framework of the Gemara to whatever. That's Rabbeinu Tam's learning the Gemara. It's a perfectly fine way to learn it. You know, it's not plain pshat, but that's not a force. It's a force means like it's a twist lashon. It's exactly the way you'd say it according to Rabbeinu Tam. You know? This is supposed to say Mekadesh Arifta. I don't mean Mekadesh Arifta. The Gemara doesn't have to do that. That's right. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that that's the better way to read it, and he holds Mistavara better to say that than posit a whole new idea of making a Shevach on Pas, where do you know which is a whole new idea? This is your evidence. That's it. This is the other way. This is not the way to learn it. So it's really interesting. I mean, this is like, I don't know if you remember, if you've been with us, you know, whoever's been with us throughout the Sugya, there's like, we did a lot of different Rishonim about how to learn this Gemara. Right? We did the Rashbam and Rashi, I think, learned a little differently. Did the Ran and the Balmor and the Rif, the Ravid, never been it done. Right? I mean, they're all like, totally, it's like this short, cryptic Gemara, which says very little. Right? So it like opens it up to like many different ways of learning. It's like a different sugya according to each, you know, according to each of the Rishonim. It's really interesting, you know. It's kind of unique. You know, it's so short. It's like Gemara says so little. You know, it doesn't lend itself to any plain interpretation. Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, it's been basically we've been doing for about a month here. We've just been doing those four lines. How much Gemara did we do? You know, it's true. I had the whole time. That's what we started with. That's exactly what we started with. Right? Yeah, it's all there's on, right? It's been about six lines of Gemara. Yeah, okay. So we got, what I'd like to do tomorrow, I think, it's possible I'm not going to make it tomorrow, but I'd like to. So I'll keep you posted. But tomorrow, the question is, could you make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? What's the issue of Chamar Medina? What is Chamar Medina altogether? In theory, Chamar Medina means, so far, I mean, I'm in the middle of preparing it, but in theory it means like beer, in like in a place where the custom is to use, let's say, beer instead of wine. So that becomes like, there's a Rashi, it says something. I don't know if everyone knows that, Rashbam. It's like, it's the wine of the Medina. Chamar is Chamar, I think it means like Chamar, it's wine. So it means like, if in that place there's a shortage of wine, and that's what they used to use, they use the beer instead of wine. So then it says, the Gemara says, you can use Abdallah, do Abdallah on that. But Tosus wants to know, could you do Kiddush on that also, or is that just the unique halacha of Abdallah? So that's, you know, that's kind of the rest of Tosus is about. So it'd be nice. It's one of those halachos, so you never do. You never make Abdallah on this stuff. You don't know what to, and some people say use orange juice. I just don't know anything about this whole thing, so I'm hoping, hopefully we could do this.